Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
That's Madness and the young and the old on Vectis Radio. And we now have some guests. They're not joining us live in the studio. They're actually in Colchester. It's three young ladies that have got a big project going down, and we're going to learn a little bit more about that. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we're going to learn a little bit about the product that they're selling and why they wanted a radio interview. So good afternoon, ladies from, is it Colchester County High School?
Yeah, thank you.
So welcome along, and I want to know what is it, So Soy?
Yeah, it is. So basically, our company, we sell soy wax wraps because we're working with Young Enterprise, which is a charity that works with schools to help them make companies and prepare them for the business world if it's what they want to go into. And we had to create our own idea and market it. We're making soy wax wraps, and they're an alternative to cling film because that's incredibly damaging to the environment, but we noticed that people weren't really doing much to tackle that. And we were inspired by beeswax wraps, which obviously they use beeswax, which isn't great for vegan people, which veganism is growing increasingly popular, so they do need an alternative so that they can do their bit. So we thought we'd use soy wax, which is in our name, So Soy. So that means it's available to everybody so they can use it and help save the planet altogether.
How incredible and how refreshing it is to hear young people thinking about the future and actually doing something to help themselves business-wise. This is incredible. So there's three of you working on this. You just want to introduce yourselves and the role that you play.
I'm Nishka, and I'm the Managing Director at So Soy.
I'm Shreya, and I'm the Head of Marketing and Branding.
I'm Isadora, and I am the financial director.
Okay, so there you are. You're running your own company, and this is for you. This is real. How real can it get if you make all the right noises and do all the right things?
Well, I mean, we've managed to turn over quite a sizable profit, like over £200 since we started around October time. So it's getting pretty real, to be honest.
And we have been developing our product based on feedback as we've been selling it, like, in school, outside of school, into, like, various different audiences.
How fantastic. And I say, so do you have a workforce that's working under you, or are you supplying all the stuff yourself?
Yeah, so we get our products from local businesses to reduce, like, transport costs. And we have our own, like, production team where we all just make the wraps and then package them.
Yeah, there's 14 of us actually in total, but with three representatives.
I mean, honestly, the more I hear about this, the more interesting and fascinating it becomes, and the more impressed I am as well. So how old are you three young ladies?
We're 17 and 16.
So this is all about, this is business. So you're learning business at quite a young age, and not just business, the business, your business. So you're doing absolutely everything. So, I mean, how did it all first start? Who came up with the idea of So Soys?
Well, yeah, for Young Enterprise, we had to try and find our own product. We had very little guidance from, like, teachers or adults or anything because they wanted us to create our own thing. And one of our members' grandmothers was telling us, like I mentioned before, about the beeswax wrap. And we thought that was just such a good idea, and we wanted to make it more available to others by, like I said, making it vegan. So that's where the idea really stemmed from, and then we just kind of grew from there.
Yeah, and we always had the initial mission before we actually decided on a product that we wanted to do something that would impact the environment, because we're all quite passionate about, like, saving the oceans and single-use plastic pollution and stuff. So that was always the mission from the start, and it seemed like a good product to support that.
It's really inspiring to hear, you know, what you're actually doing. It's incredible. It really is. I'm really, really impressed. Where do you go from here? What's the next step?
Well, we actually just recently went to the regional finals, the regional semi-finals, which we actually won. We won the best company. So now we're going to London for the finals.
Yeah, and that will happen next week on the 23rd.
We get to go to King's Cross to the Samsung headquarters.
And then what is up for grabs here?
Well, it's a chance to compete at nationals because Young Enterprise, essentially, it's a competition to see who's got the best company and the best way of going about it with marketing and branding and profit and product itself. So we're hoping to get to nationals, and then I believe there is an international competition.
Yeah, and we're kind of hoping that once we get to, like, nationals or internationals, we'll be able to reach, like, a wider audience, so then our product actually has, like, the impact on the environment that we're hoping that it would have.
Okay, and I mean, this is having an impact on me, right? I'm really, really impressed, and you know, to see young people go to such a level with. I mean, I've read a little bit about your product, and I'm looking at it and thinking, how incredible is this? It really is. Someone so young that is taken to business, but also with the environment in mind as well. What happens at if you get awarded something, does then somebody say, look, we're going to put a load of cash into your company and make sure that it's a massive success, or do you sell the company on and start another one? What are you going to do? What's the future hold?
I think at the moment we're going to just continue to run our company because, as Dora mentioned, we've been selling our products, so we have a profit right now of around £250. So we're hoping to be able to, like, expand our business and then develop our product line and then continue to sell it forward.
We're also planning to promote the product more. So we have an Instagram page, which is sosoy_ye. Please follow. And there we try to post very frequently about why our wraps are great and what they are made of and more things we can do with their wraps.
I say, so there's good information there on your social medias and so on. So if I wanted, just say for instance, if I wanted to buy some stuff, how do I get it? Where do I go to look at it? Where do I go to see what you're actually doing? Is it all on social media or do you have a website?
So we, on our Instagram page, we also post about events that are coming up. So that will say all the dates, the times, the locations and everything. We also have an email that you can contact us on. So that's sosoyinquiries@gmail.com.
Okay, so all the details are there then. It's just about taking the trouble to have a little look. And then, I mean, where do you want to be in 6 months' time, a year's time? Where do you want this to be?
We're hoping to be able to, like, expand, not only because right now we're selling quite locally, so to, like, schools or, like, people around the community, but we're hoping to be able to expand to, like, all over England and maybe even, like, further so we can go to different countries.
Recently we have sold our wraps in Chelmsford, which is quite nearby, and a lot of people were really interested in our wraps, so it was quite successful.
I just wanted to specify the email address. I think it's sosoy.inquiries@gmail.com. I think I might have said that a bit wrong.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. Could you just do that again? Clarify it again.
So our email address is sosoy, so that's sosoy.inquiries@gmail.com.
Okay, that's brilliant. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to hopefully pitch you a commercial at some point. I'll think of a commercial and I'll get back to you for that so we can maybe help out with a commercial for you, 30 seconds, because I'm really, really impressed with what you're doing. And I love this. This is going to look so good on your CV. You know, young people today, you know, if they don't do anything like this and they leave school, they start on the back foot. But when you leave school, you are going to leave school on the front foot with a CV that says you've set up a company, you've got titles, you've got roles to play, and you've been successful. I just think that is absolutely brilliant. So hats off to you, and I really hope that you do well in the finals on is it the 23rd?
Yes.
Will you keep us posted and let us know how things go?
Yes, of course.
Excellent. Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, it was more just like a last promotion because actually 745,000 miles of cling film is used by households in Britain each year, which, as you can imagine, is quite a lot. And research has also found that by 2050, which isn't that far away, there's going to be more plastic in the ocean than actual fish. So I just wanted to promote again that even if it's like our product makes such a big difference in like single-use plastic consumption, and it's just making the alternatives and switches to like alternatives that don't include plastic or single-use plastic at least.
Can't stress enough how impressed I am with the fact that this is a business, but you're also caring about the environment, and it's good to know that people like yourselves have got the future of this planet in their minds. I just think that's a really, really wonderful thing. So I'd like to wish you all the very best, all three of you. And if you're ever visiting the Isle of Wight, please look us up. But good luck for the big competition on the 23rd. I hope you win.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll be in touch soon, okay? Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
So Soy Wax Wraps, the sustainable solution to single-use plastic cling film, is now available. The unique soy wax blend made from food-safe ingredients offers an eco-friendly alternative. Once no longer usable, our 100% cotton fabric can be composted, reducing waste. Join our mission to combat single-use plastics and save the environment whilst saving money. Find us at markets, trade fairs, and follow us on social media at @SoSoy_soy_wraps. We support local businesses, prioritise biodegradability, food safety and veganism. For any inquiries, contact sosoy.inquiries@gmail.com. Make the sustainable swap with SoSoy Wax Wraps.